Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, we all disagree on a lot of things in life, in the world, in sports, but we pretty much all agree that we all hate preseason rankings. The last time that Diesel and I discussed preseason rankings was, I believe, about this time last week, and just how we did not like what the preseason rankings were. Well, the good news is, the preseason is no more. College football has officially started. Newsflash, in case you've lived under a rock for the past couple of weeks. And we have a real poll out there, Diesel. So this one is obviously comprised of teams who have actually played the game. And when you know, this is a deep thought here, but when you put together a poll, it helps to have knowledge of what teams have actually done, believe it or not.
Yeah, I mean, look, if we could just get people to hold off for one week.
Just a week.
Just one week.
Just one week.
Even though it's an incomplete data point, right?
Yeah.
Because you know, you got Penn State out there putting up 80 points on the Sisters of the Poor.
Yeah.
You got Ohio State and Texas struggling to get it in the end zone. You got Clemson, LSU facing each other. Like, Give us one data point, because at least we know about Clemson. The defense is pretty good. The offense struggles when Cade is not a dude. That's directly from Dabo's mouth. We got to have some information, and we can qualify that information by saying, look, yeah, Penn State, you played a nobody. You put up 80 points. Clearly you got good talent, you got a good scheme, but you played an inferior opponent,
yeah,
which in our mind really means you put up like 40 points.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. So if you have not seen, if you have not heard, the new AP poll is out. Starting at the very bottom, Utah, Diesel, has made their way into the top 25. The Utes are now 25. Texas Tech at 24. Indiana at 23. Tennessee is at 22. Alabama fell all the way from 8 to 21, Diesel, after the 31-17 loss to Florida State.
Oh, woo, man, it's been so fun because I don't follow him. I'm not subscribed to him, but somehow I keep getting Roll Tide Willie videos showing up on my Instagram.
He's the best thing in the world.
And he is losing his mind right now.
I've been following Roll Tide Willie on TikTok for a long, long time. And he was one of those that I would spend way too much time watching. Now it's the Amish dude on the Theo Von podcast, but I love Roll Tide Willie.
Do you think he's real or just really good at playing a character?
No, he's real.
Oh,
he's
my
real.
God.
He's real.
People try
it's
to say
great.
Autism didn't exist back in the day. No, that dude's proof.
That dude is a national treasure is what he is. At 20 in the AP poll, Ole Miss, previous ranking 21, Texas A&M at 19. That's exactly where they were a week ago. Oklahoma in the same spot as well at 18. SMU at 17. Iowa State comes in at 16. They were 22 a week prior. Michigan, 15 in the AP poll. Florida State was not ranked. The Seminoles are now the number 14 team in the country. Woo! They not only entered the poll, but made some waves there. Florida comes in at number 13. Arizona State, who was ranked 11, is now 12. Illinois is 12, or excuse me, they were 12. They're now 11th in the country. And now we enter the top 10, the new AP poll. Diesel, this is big. The 13th ranked a week ago Gamecocks are now inside the top 10. South Carolina at number 10. We'll react to that in just a quick second. Notre Dame at 9. Clemson falls from 4 to 8. Texas at 7. Oregon at 6. Miami moves from 10 to 5. Georgia, fourth best team in the country according to the AP. LSU moves from 9 to 3. Penn State, number 2, and Ohio State moves from 3 to 1. And there you have it. That is the latest top 25 AP poll. Mm-hmm. Let's start with the Gamecocks, though. You know, not often have you, have I, have other people who do radio shows for a living sat behind a microphone, Diesel, and talked about the Gamecocks football program being a top 10 team.
I mean, by virtue of getting a win in a week where a lot of other opponents lost, you move up. Congratulations to the South Carolina Gamecocks. I don't believe, as of right now, that they're playing like a top 10 team, yet they find themselves in the AP top 10. Anyway, look, these are writers. They are biased in some ways, some of them for, some of them against. They look and see what's going on. Like, it's still an opinion poll, right? The AP poll is still an opinion poll. So I don't put a tremendous amount of stock in it. I like to look at things like the S&P that works off of actual metrics, actual data, where South Carolina is not a top 10 team.
So that's an interesting point.
They are number 12, by the way. Number 12.
So if Diesel, if somebody asked you straight up, right now today on the 4th of September, are the Gamecocks a top 10 team in the country? You'll say no?
I would say no. I'd say they don't feel like a top 10 team. Yeah. Now, I'm also looking at that from a years gone by perspective. Yeah. Like, do I think that that South Carolina team, the way they played against Virginia Tech right now, feels like what my picture of a top 10 team is? No. I mean, I wouldn't have them outside the top 25. That would be a ridiculous thing to say. But I think, based on the data where they are, number 12, and they moved up from 17 to 12 in the S&P rankings, I think that's kind of on point because that takes away any historical bias and strictly looks at the number, how you performed against the team that you played. So it doesn't really gas up a team for putting up 80 points on an FCS school.
You know, I don't totally disagree, Diesel, with your point of the Gamecocks not feeling like a top 10 team. Did what you watched, again, results, what they did offensively, as a common fan, did what you watched Sunday make you feel like South Carolina's a top 10 team? Maybe not, but I'll tell you this. We talked about it on Tuesday, our first day back on the air, Diesel. No. South Carolina did not collectively play their best football as units on Sunday in Atlanta. But I'm telling you, I'm no football expert, but me watching that game, they've got so much talent.
They've
got a lot of dudes.
They do.
So I look, again, these rankings right now, what do they really mean? Not a whole lot. It's not the college football playoff rankings that come out later in the season. So I'm not like totally disagreeing with you. I'm fine with them being in the top 10. I just like what the quarterback means for the team. Yesterday, Bill Bender said on our station, he said, I don't think there's a quarterback in the country that means as much to his team as Haynes King does to Georgia Tech. Mm. I would say, ho, 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 Bill, I would say that Lenora Sellers does mean as much to his team as Haynes King means to Georgia Tech. I just think the quarterback position is that important, Diesel.
Yeah.
And I also think Lenoris is that special of a talent.
If MVP was based on the voting, the award voting was based on what MVP is supposed to mean, Lenoris Sellers is a shoe-in, right? He is absolutely, at least on the ballot, to be the most valuable player to his team, which is what the Heisman is supposed to be as well, right?
Mm.
But an astute observation there. Lenoris is incredible. And the way as Lenoris goes, this South Carolina Gamecock team will go. And I have a lot of faith in Lenoris Sellers to get it done because he's got so many weapons. He's accurate with his arm. He's a big dude, tough to take down. He's shifty. He can run. He is going to torch a lot of teams this year.
I just think he has, and again, I look at that team, and I don't see just this plethora of weapons that make South Carolina so talented. I look at them, and I see, you know what? They've got a quarterback who knows, number one, how to take care of the football, number two, where to go at the right time. Where to go at the right time with his legs, with his arm, where to go at the right time. That means a lot. Cade Klubnik Saturday night, Diesel, maybe the biggest reason Clemson lost that game is Cade Klubnik didn't know where to go at the right time. You watch those videos of the reads he missed, and he wasn't seeing the Lenoris. There's just this feeling as if that guy knows where to go at the right time. And again, he's going to play some really, really, really tough competition here in a few weeks. But South Carolina crack in the top 10, it's impressive being so early in the season.
Texter says, utterly sickening rankings. Clemson is not a top 10 team. Texas isn't a top 15 team. It's a travesty. The CFP rankings will be even slightly influenced by this mockery of a poll. That comes from Tolo J. Butane. My point exactly, J. Butane. The preseason rankings, they convince people that somehow these teams are elite before we've even seen them play. And that absolutely has an effect over the course of the season. To your point, though, about Clemson not being a top 10 team, again, I always go back to these S&P rankings. They have Clemson right now listed as the 25th best team in the country. Again, one data point, one game. This thing will shift and move as time goes along. I think 25 is soft. It's really soft. Clemson, you'd be shocked. You'd be hard-pressed to find anybody who really believes Clemson is the 25th best team in the country, but they didn't play great offensively in that game. Played great defense, played pretty poor offense for the most part in that game. But they have, again, South Carolina as the number 12 team moving up from 17 to 12. They have Texas as the 13th best team in the country. Again, based off of their performance relative to the expectations of who they faced this past week. Funny enough, in the new AP poll, they've got Penn State with 7 votes to be the number one team in the country, listed at number 2 overall. The S&P puts Penn State right now as the 6th best team in the country. So data suggests Penn State is not who we thought they were. Ohio State, they are the number one team in the country based on S&P.
Yeah, and look, I kind of go into your point. Jeff R. brought it up on the text line. I'm not the guy that's 100% data-driven. I don't want to be that guy. I'm not saying you are, Diesel. I just don't want to be the 100% let's believe what data says guy. I want to have a little bit of both. Jeff R. brought up, hey, in the College Football Playoff Committee, an opinion poll. Look, all these polls form opinions off of data. That's how all of them work. College football, AP, coaches, whatever poll you're talking about. I just don't want to be the guy that commits to one side, whether it be the statistics, the data, or the opinions. That way, so that Diesel, when you're committed to one branch of theology here, you can't implement anything else into your formula of opinion.
My problem with the AP is that you've got, how many AP voters are there? 100? There's a bunch, right? They're all over the country from newspapers, East Coast, West Coast, North, South, right there in the middle. Do you really believe that those writers, if they're located in Tallahassee, Florida, do you really think they went and watched Oregon's game? Do you really think they watched Penn State and Florida and South Carolina and Southern Cal and Michigan and Notre Dame and Utah and Louisville? No, they didn't. Well, they didn't have time to go back and watch all of those teams. So they're forming an opinion based off of very limited data. Are you suggesting that the sports writer for the Seattle Chronicle, whatever, are you suggesting that he watched every game played on the East Coast? No, he didn't.
Yeah, and the reality is nobody does.
Right.
Curb Street, nobody can watch every game. So I don't hold that against the AP voters. I just think ultimately I want a collective I want a big pot full of data, full of people who know what they're talking about, so on and so forth. I don't know if that there's anybody out there that can watch every single, even Josh Pay, I don't know if he can watch every single game, but I do think it's really interesting. So the Gamecocks at 10, let me find, here we go. Down the AP poll, Diesel, Texas dropping from 1 to 7. Obviously starting the season 0-1. Clemson's right behind them at 8. They were 4 a week ago. It kind of feels right, in my opinion, that Clemson's 8. I don't have a big issue there, to you, after the 17-10 loss to LSU.
I think they probably should have fallen a little more until they prove it.
Okay. Texas falls to 7. Again, a one-touchdown loss similar to Clemson to Ohio State. This is really interesting because Texas is loaded. Texas has a quarterback with the last name Manning that, you know, had really high expectations. And that wasn't his fault. Like, it's not fair to him, but it is what it is. And, Diesel, I do think, while you said maybe Clemson should have fallen a little further, I don't know that Texas should have fallen to 7. I think Texas is still a top 5 team in the country.
Are you basing that off of what you saw or what you think they could be?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
Well, to me, a ranking shouldn't have anything to do. No component of it should be what we think they could be, right? Because that's just conjecture. That's wishful thinking. That's, Matthew McConaughey say? It's a wazzy, it's a woozy, it's fairy dust. It doesn't mean anything. How we think Texas projects over the next 11 weeks should not affect in any way, shape, or form the AP poll. It should be based on how they perform against the competition.
How do we know that it does?
What do you mean?
How do we know that the AP poll bases the poll on what happens in the future, what they think happens in the future?
I think they always project what they think a team can
be. I don't know what they base it off of. I'm not in the media. I mean, I don't know.
We see it happen every year, right? A team that's sitting in the top 10, and I think we brought it up at least at some point in the offseason. Teams that are sitting in the top 10 that we think can and will fall out of the top 25 this year. We always look at somebody, and somebody always does it, right? There's always somebody that's gassed up that is not what we expected them to be. Maybe it's injuries. Maybe it's coaching. Who knows? Did you see the video, by the way, of it was a side-by-side video of Arch throwing a pass. It was a crossing route from his left to his right, and he's sort of like three-quarter arm this thing. He kept that elbow in tucked tight, and they put it side by side with the video of Uncle Rico chucking a steak and hitting Napoleon in the face.
Yeah,
I mean, it was
pretty funny, though.
Spitting image of the arm motion and everything.
But I will say, going back to your point just a second ago, Diesel, I'm with you on what we think can happen, shouldn't completely dictate rankings. But I will say this: here's why I said yes to that. What I see Texas, what I see with Texas in 2025, what I saw Saturday, what I saw the football team do in that one loss, that one touchdown loss to Ohio State, they were still really good. So my point being, I can't see what I saw Saturday and not think that they're going to be good down the road, if that makes sense. Like, they're still loaded with talent. They still have 5 stars everywhere, receiver, defensive back. They've got probably the best defensive secondary, I think, in college football. So my point being, I watched that game Saturday, and yes, I think they're still really, really good. I still think Texas is a top 5 team. I think Texas would beat Miami, the fifth-ranked team today, on, you know, any given field, home, away, neutral, you have it. I can't watch what I watched and not allow that to affect how good I think they'll be down the line, because I do think they'll be good, and I still think they're good. They lost to the national champions by one touchdown. One touchdown. Mm. And we're having this big hoopla about how Arch Manning's overrated, all this.
Yeah.
National champions by one touchdown.
But it was a boring, non-high-scoring game. Nobody could put the ball in the end zone. So, yeah, they lost to him by a touchdown, but it's not like it was a 45-38 kind of game. It was a dull, low-scoring football game where neither team could move the ball. That says a lot about Texas's defense.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to take that away from them. Dan B. says Kelly Ford watches every single game. Yeah, that's because he's got like 37 TVs.
And I would still bet that he still can't watch every single
right.
game.
Right. He can have them on, yeah. But it doesn't mean you're watching every single game and consuming every single thing. That's why he's got his algorithms to do that for him. Dewey says the polls are crap and we should just do away with them. period. Well, what do you want, Dewey? Do you want us to go to that little smiley face scale where it's like, hey, I feel good, or I feel kind of sick to my stomach? Is that the scale you think we should use instead of polls? Tron says, let AI do it. Madcraft says, in the age of AI, why would we not return to the BCS ranking system?
BCS, look, it was good, but it also had its flaws. There's a lot to be taken away from the BCS. And again, that's why I'm so heavy on let's not fully commit to one way of doing things so that we can't have a little bit of both, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Texter says, Cole, you made Diesel's point about projecting. Tell me, Texter, what you mean by that. I don't understand. All I'm saying is it's real simple. When you watch a football game, Diesel, what I'm saying is anybody, if we see a good team, if we see a bad team, that is going to impact how we think about the future. We can't only watch one game like this with these blinders on. I know the people on the radio aren't seeing me, but we can't watch a game. We just don't have that ability. Like, I don't know what it is. We don't have the ability to watch one game and not allow that game to affect what happens in the future. So to say that we don't allow it and should allow it, I'm just saying, like it or not, it probably does affect what our thoughts are on a certain team, if that kind of makes sense.
I mean, the data says what the data says. I tend to agree with data. And you know, when we used to bring Kelly Ford on all the time, he would say, yeah, I can adjust the data to make one thing slightly higher in the algorithm, you know, make it value this metric more than it values that metric. And certainly that brings in a level of bias as well. But if we solely went off of the data, which this early in the season, it's going to shift wildly. You know, for example, Clemson moving from, let me see where they were before the game. They fell 14 spots from, I'm bad at math here, 11 to 25. That's the projection of where they moved. If you went solely off the data, you would see wild swings based on wins and losses. You win a big game, you jump way up. You lose a big game, you fall. And maybe people they need that familiarity of somebody with a steady hand on the rudder saying, all right, you lose a game to LSU, a close game where your offense didn't look great, but your defense really did.
Yeah.
We don't believe you deserve to fall 14 spots or whatever it is that they might have fallen if they used strictly the data.
And again, that's why I'm so big on having a mix, Diesel, because think about it like this. After 1 week, right, if we are where we are today on the 4th of September, if Utah State, according to the data and metrics, has the best defense in the world, and offensively they beat somebody, you know, the Sisters of the Poor by 76 points, Utah State should be the second best team in the country, right?
Well, that's the S&P data does take that into account. They take the opponent that you beat into account. So if you did that against Penn State, you would be the number one team in the country.
But if you do it
against Penn Correctional, you don't.
Right. I just don't know that data, at the end of the day, has the ability to discern every single aspect of the game. That's my biggest thing.
This is where we are in America in 2025. The data says something. I don't believe it.
No, I didn't say I didn't believe it. I never said that. I didn't say I didn't believe it. I'm saying, does data have the ability to discern every single thing in the picture? No, it doesn't. Data doesn't have the ability to discern whether this quarterback, you know, came in with a hamstring issue and was limited. Data can't discern everything.
I believe that a computer with unlimited data points can discern more than a human being that only has a capacity to think about so many data points at a given time, especially when you have to consider all of those data points for every single school in the country.
Sure. And again, I'm with you there. My only thing is sometimes, Diesel, in football and sports, something that's very important is the eye test. Sometimes the eye test is super important. I'm not saying that, like, we as humans are smarter than computers. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, and I do trust data, I'm just saying that, yes, sometimes data is right. But at the same time, the eye test matters. Playing sports, you understand that there are so many different variables, Diesel, that go into sports that data can't pick up on. That's my big thing.
T Swizzle says the data doesn't have enough data on these teams. And Mark L says Cole doesn't believe the data about Dallas.
Touche, Mark. Touche. Appreciate that.
When we come back, it is time for another Push Tolos for you to give us your upset picks here for week number 2 of the college football season. Dan B. does a great job putting all this stuff together for us, working the data, so to speak, and he's got some for us, and we'll get your picks next on the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Tolos, I don't care how data-driven you are. Picking upsets is just plain tough.
It's tough. Hard.
So why not make a season-long game of people trying to do exactly that, banging their heads against the floor, against the table, trying to pick their upsets, using everything they've got in their brains to find a good one, and still struggling to get them because, by God, it is a hard challenge. We've had a lot of Tolos who have given us their upset picks already now for week 2. We are at the 78 pick
mark.
There
we go. Not bad.
Would love to match what we got last week, which was 162, which means you Tolos who have not yet given us your upset picks for week 2, now would be a phenomenal time to text them in, 844-FAN-PHONE. And if you don't know how this challenge works, Cole is going to tell you.
You know, it's real simple. You don't do what I do. All right, next topic.
Moving on.
That's pretty much it.
Look,
John Dog would attest to that, right? John Dog would tell you, don't choose the games that I choose. I have become very frustrated with this challenge, but it seems simple. Diesel and I all the time say it's simple. You choose one underdog. That means if you're new to all of this, that they are not favored to win the game, you choose that underdog to win the game outright. So not cover the spread, not keep it close, but win the game. So if Clemson's a 10-point dog, which they never are, not often, you're picking Clemson for them to win the game outright. If they do win, you get 10 points added to your rolling tally all season long. You can decline in points, Diesel, if you lose. If you get a pick wrong, you lose 1 point, right? 1 point for getting a pick wrong.
Correct.
And for not picking, picking, 2 points.
That's assuming you have points.
That's assuming
you don't
have
any points at all.
Can't go negative.
You can't go negative. And if you have 1 point and you forget to pick, you still just fall back to zero.
And I will say this real quick. We've got to step it up today, Tolos. We have a long way to go on this 150, 160, whatever it was a week ago. I called for 100 yesterday. That didn't work. You, Tolos, did not answer the call like I thought you could. So we've got to step our game up. If you're listening out there, you've got to get these upset picks in because, number one, you should. It's fun, even if you do lose like I do. Number two, don't wait till tomorrow because you never know, a hurricane could hit and you couldn't get your upset pick in. Get them in right now, 844-326-3663.
Texter says 162 picks in a week seems pretty low to your average listeners. Pick it up then. Send in your picks, 844-326-3663.
Based on what, Texter?
Yeah,
Based on what?
You have no idea how many listeners we have. We don't know how many listeners we have because it's live radio.
Jeff R., I mean, what are we basing this on here? I mean, 162 picks in a week seems low. Based on what data?
The most picks we've ever had in a week. It's growing. This challenge is growing, and more people are catching on.
And this challenge has been going on for how many years now?
Couple? Four?
Yeah, so it's growing. So sorry we're not meeting your mark, Jeff R. Quite frankly, we never meet your mark. Nothing we do pleases you, Jeff R. So I don't even know why you still listen to the show, but appreciate you getting your upset pick in.
So there's some good options out there that a lot of people are taking. Somebody, I forget who, has selected Troy to upset Clemson for 31.5 points.
Not.
Yes, they did.
No, they did.
They're just a hater. They're just a hater. Let me see. Who was that? I saw somebody yesterday do it.
Oh, my goodness.
It was Puppy Monkey Baby is taking Troy over Clemson. As of yesterday, it was worth 33.5. That line has moved 2 points in a day, Cole. I think a lot of people are saying Troy is going to cover that. But a big popular one, of course, so far has been Illinois over Duke. That one is, or it'd be Duke over Illinois, excuse me, +3.5. People are taking the Iowa +3.5 game over Iowa State. You know, 3.5 pointers, 2.5 pointers, they seem easy to take, but it's not fun. It's not fun. Like, take a risk. Call like a touchdown underdog to win the game. Call the 10.5 point underdog to win the game, why don't you? One people are looking at is Kentucky +9.5 at home against Ole Miss. Now, Kentucky, what did they do last week? Kentucky beat Toledo 24-16. Toledo's a pretty good team, by the way. So maybe not, you know, compared to an SEC-type program. But, hey, get us your picks, 844-326-3663. Text in with your name, the game, and the spread. So some Tolos who have gotten it right. Let's see here. Tiger Pal Rachel says, Tiger Pal Rachel, Kentucky for 10.5 over Ole Miss. That's how you get it done. Give us your name, your game, and the spread. Get those to us and let us know who you like. Some stats of what we got going on this week. We have 61 picks again as of yesterday. We have five Tolos who are taking Michigan to upset Oklahoma, which that one's 5.5 points. I'm surprised that spread is as big as it is. Michigan with Bryce Underwood, a freshman quarterback. Let's see. Cole went with Western Kentucky +6.5
winner
over Toledo.
Winner, baby.
I took Kansas +6.5 over Missouri on the road. That's going to be a tough one. That's a Big 12 team for 6.5 on the road at a Missouri team that looked good last year.
No, that's an interesting game. I did look at that one. I did think about that one as well. And throwing another stat out there for Jeff R., who's asking all these questions. Jeff says, well, based on the Greenville market, I would assume more than 162 people listen to your show. Yes, they do, and yeah. I'm glad you asked, Jeff. I pulled up the research because our boss reminds us of this quite frequently. Industry research shows that only 1-5% of your listeners actively interact. Think about that. 1-5% of our listening audience out there actively interacts. This is industry research, so we're not making this number up. That means 85-90% of our audience are silent listeners every day that never text in.
That means 95-99% sure, are silent listeners.
That never call the show. 90% consume it almost passively, right, Diesel?
Correct.
Where they don't, you know, interact. So, you know, I don't mind bringing the research up, but only 2-5%, that is a very small percentage of listeners who actually interact. But we want to get those numbers. You've already made a Matthew McConaughey. I'll do another one. Let's get those numbers up.
And this is a way to do it, right? This is a way to get people who otherwise wouldn't interact with the show to interact with the show. And if that means, hey, you send in a pic 12, 13, 14 times a week for a couple of months, maybe you'll hear us talk about something and you say, you know what, I'm going to text in and give my opinion on that. We want more people to call us, to text us and give us their opinions. And if this is a way to do it, that's what the point is. It's fun. People enjoy it. You get to compete against your other fellow Tolos who listen to the show. And we get to get you to start texting into the show if you otherwise wouldn't.
Mark says, Mark L. on the YouTube stream says, thank God Cole took another game. I'm telling you, man, one of these days I'm going to hit, and it might be this weekend. I'm Western Kentucky, right? I'm a Hilltoppers this weekend. Is that what I am this week? I'm a Hilltoppers fan.
That's correct.
Western Kentucky, Mark Elo Ducks, and all you Tolos out there who are not picking with me. I'm telling you, Western Kentucky is only a 6.5-point spread.
Mm-hmm.
Toledo, that's not a big spread. That could happen.
Melissa Level, marketing director at Ingles, is in the game. She's taking Virginia.
Florida State?
Plus, no. Virginia plus. Who does Florida State even have this weekend?
They're all for the next 6 weeks after they beat Bama.
Yeah, I would too. I would too. And MTC Scott, the marketing director for MTC Federal Credit Union,
yeah,
is taking Arizona State at Mississippi State plus 6.5. Get yours too, Tolos.
Do it. Let's do it. Again, don't wait until the last minute either. Our high school player of the week, Eastside quarterback Peyton Schrader, is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.